Welcome to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here, British trained GP and Director of First Aid Training and Health Education Company Health First. Founded with the support of the European Parliament, every year the 16th of October marks European Restart a Heart Day. The idea of the day being to raise awareness around cardiac arrest and show that anyone with some basic knowledge can attempt to restart a heart. A person in cardiac arrest is unconscious and not breathing, or not breathing normally. And cardiac arrest can be caused by many things, including a heart attack, a stroke, and drowning. There are three simple things that you need to remember in order to help someone in cardiac arrest. Check, call, and compress. Check the person over. Make sure it's safe to approach them first. Check for any response from them. Tilt their head back, lift their chin, and then check to see if they're breathing. If they're not breathing or their breathing doesn't seem normal, call the emergency services and follow their instructions. Remember, it's 144 for an ambulance in Switzerland, and 112 is the Europe-wide emergency services number. If someone else is there to help you, you can ask them to call. And if an automated external defibrillator is available, ask them to fetch that too. This means that you're free to compress. Chest compressions are the most important thing for the person in cardiac arrest. Don't delay or interrupt them. Place both of your hands in the centre of their chest. Compress their chest, pushing down about 5 to 6 centimetres at a rate of 120 per minute. If you've learned how to do it, give 2 rescue breaths between every 30 compressions. Otherwise, you can pump the person's chest continuously, what's called hands-only CPR. Push hard and push fast. You're not going to do the person any more harm. Keep going with your compressions and your breaths, if you're giving them, until the emergency services arrive and are ready to take over, or the person shows signs of life. If a defibrillator arrives, switch it on, listen to the voice commands, and follow the instructions. Doing something saves lives and is always better than doing nothing. If you want to learn more and get hands-on practice giving CPR and using a defibrillator, why not sign up for a first aid course? Catch this podcast again and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.